2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right. So we're in a studio that normally isn't ours. So it's like, what's the Little Red Riding Hood?
What?
Or three
what?
Little. What's the storybook where?
Oh.
She go
the porridge thing.
Yeah.
Little Red Riding Hood, the Goldilocks and
Goldilocks.
The three bears.
Porridge.
Goldilocks.
What? You're crossing everything up.
Wait, with the,
what are you trying to say?
Where the two kids get put into an
no,
oven?
No, that's Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or Hansel.
Or Gretel and Hansel.
What's
if you're
the one
okay.
where they
the
go up a hill?
That's Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which reference were you trying to make, Garrett?
Well, who lives in a shoe?
I think it's Hunt for Red October.
Wow.
So we're in a different studio
don't
recording.
Don't change the limerick thing on us. We were on a theme.
It's not a,
and then
it's
you
not a limerick. It's a theme. It was.
But then so you start going into
tales.
Movies.
The theme was wrong. That's
of course.
All. So I was wrong.
This is like when you have a really nice car, you get into a car accident, and they give you a rental, and the rental's a piece of crap compared to your car.
First world problems.
What is with you today, Sam? You're incongruent. You're just...
Anyway, definition, please, because I need help there.
Definition.
She's saying things that don't match up to what we're talking about.
Got it. All right.
They're non sequitur.
Her gruent is non,
it's one non sequitur after the next.
I can't afford a car, so I can't relate to your problem. I would love to relate to your problem. That's why I said
so,
that.
So you're telling me people listening to this
but
podcast...
But you can afford a submarine for Hunt
wait,
for
wait, hold on a second. Don't talk over me.
I always
people,
talk over
people
you.
Are, people listening to this podcast don't have cars. Is that what you're trying to say, Sam?
Not all of them. Yeah, not
so
all of
so
them.
So you have
of
to have a car
not.
To understand the analogy of using a different car?
No. That's not the point, though.
Have you ever driven a car, though?
Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
She hasn't driven a submarine.
You don't know that.
But she's seen
but
the movie,
right.
though. She's seen the movie. So we're a 15-minute morning show. We're in a different studio. I am Garrett. That is Sam. Scary. Brody. Brody. Scary.
Thank you.
However you want to say it.
That way.
There you go. So, yeah. That's pretty much it. You all right there, Scary?
Yeah, I'm fine. You know what? Let him have it.
What?
Let Brody just have it.
Oh, because you said Brody's scary.
Yeah, it's okay. I covered both. But
he did. He said your way first.
I said both.
Okay, it doesn't matter to me.
Well,
okay.
Look how upset you are.
No, I'm not upset.
You're as upset as Sam was when I made a car reference.
I don't like the way. I don't like. Hold on. I don't like the way this entire thing started off. First of all, I don't like the chemistry between us four. This sucks.
Wow.
We gotta mix this thing up. I don't know. I don't like any of it. And,
so leave.
And Garrett's
how
running.
Negative.
And Garrett's running the board. Wow. Hold on. No, wait. No, hold on a second.
If I fall with Garrett,
let's start with the reason why we opened the way we did before we went into the limericks, and stuff, and before Sam changed the subject and then said Brody, you know. Had white person problems or rich people problems.
Okay, never said white.
Wow,
rich people
what
problems.
Are you listening to?
Rich people.
Wow.
That's what I want to know. What was the initial thing that caused all
Garrett
of this?
Garrett said it. He said we're in a different studio and it's. He said it's like, then he started trying to make an analogy using a fairy tale.
Right, but what was the analogy you were trying to make?
It was Goldilocks where the bears go into a bed.
Right.
And they feel like they're in a different...
Well, she goes into
she goes
beds.
Into a bed
right.
and she's in
this
like a different place.
This one's too hard, too soft.
Like, the studio is different. It's not the studio that we're used to.
Okay.
It's like the Three Little Pigs. One of the houses is made of brick, has a gold mic.
Right.
This is the straw. This is the studio made of straw.
Yeah, this studio will blow over very easily.
Right.
Okay.
Like, all right,
now I understand.
So this
studio is like
this is the craft
straw house.
Yeah.
This
is you're the one that came in here and goes, they need to fix everything
yeah.
in this studio.
And guess who's the big bad wolf in this situation? Huffing and puffing and blowing this whole podcast down.
Now back over to the chemistry.
He's in a bad mood now.
The chemistry. Well, so we started doing these themes of
one
limericks
theme.
and fairy
no,
tales.
Still no limericks.
And then, fairy tales. And
we're
then
doing haiku.
Let's do limericks now.
Sam goes into a Hunt for Red October reference.
And
in
now,
the middle of...
Wait a minute. Are you saying Hunt for Red October was your favorite childhood fairy tale?
She stops the car short.
And apparently this
which she doesn't drive
ruins Scary's entire day. Get over it, sweetie. We're laughing.
Oh,
why
don't
are you
say,
so fussy?
Don't say stops the car short. Sam
she doesn't
have a car.
I said
I don't
that.
Know
she
what
doesn't
that
have a car.
Means. Maybe like Uber short. Oh, get over it, Scary. Why?
It's still a car.
Wait a minute. Can
I still
I ask
want to know
question?
Why Brody is rich person's privileges of first world problems for making a car reference.
I already described it. I can't afford a car, so I would like to have had that problem is all. Wait a minute. I think Scary's in a bad mood. Why did you walk in here in a bad mood?
He already wants to cancel the Brooklyn Boys podcast today. He goes, oh, I'm not feeling well.
There
not...
is something wrong with
and
you
he wants
today.
To cancel this. Yeah. He wants to cancel this podcast. Yeah.
I had
Let's cancel the root entire of, damn thing.
What's Scary wrong? Had an appearance last night somewhere.
It wasn't another... an appearance. I went to someone's birthday party last night.
Right, which is the same thing on social media. Looks like an appearance. And tonight he has another an appearance. So he's
not
tired.
I'm not getting paid. I'm doing a charity event tonight.
But are you appearing?
I'm appearing.
Thank you.
At a charity
I
event.
I hope you don't take a car there because Sam will get upset.
An Uber.
Unless you take me to an Uber.
You want to come?
I don't know what tonight
Open
is.
You know, what? Don't bring Sam because the chemistry is going to be all wrong.
Yeah,
Sam has come to this event before.
Oh, what is it?
Party with Purpose. In Hoboken.
That's really nice. You're doing that again. That's lovely.
Yes. You want to come?
We have International Women's Day tonight.
No, tonight, not today.
Yeah, that's everyone, all women in radio being honored tonight for simply
being women.
That's today at 3:00.
We got one.
There are people being invited who aren't very good. Not you, Sam. You're wonderful.
Being women?
No, they're just going. It's an event to honor women in radio. But it doesn't say, like, good women in radio. It's just women in radio.
No, it's more of like a mixer and a workshop.
For everyone. Yeah.
As long as you're a woman.
Yes, correct.
Yes. In fact, our entire sales team is going.
Yeah.
Like, the entire building pretty much is going.
Every woman's invited.
So what do you have? Brody's like... What are you looking at that? He's got a shit-eating grin on his face.
This is one of those things where if anyone says, well, when is the men's? The response will always be, every day is men's day in radio. I would like an evening where all of us, men only, all the salesmen, the radio men.
Apparently, we've had that throughout history. That's why we're changing.
I really wouldn't want to hang out with some of the people that we work with.
No, but sometimes the
food's
good.
Not here in the studio. Yeah.
Brody, would you drive there in your car?
I would, because I'm rich.
Nice. Tell me about that.
By the way, there are people in third world countries that have cars. I'm just saying.
What?
And by the way, where's this?
Who has ever nitpicked the phrase third world country before this?
And by the way, where is the second world located?
I don't know. I didn't start the phrase.
Are they the ones that get the World Series shirts?
Yeah, they get the World Series shirts.
This is the most first world country has ever been picked apart by people, for the love of God.
That's what we do.
Okay.
I think that women should be recognized. I love the fact that you guys are having International Women's Day.
Yeah.
And you guys are all hanging out together.
It's our second one. It's pretty cool. I know Gandhi is going to be one of the...
speakers, yeah.
And Danielle.
There's
both
like,
speaking.
And Danielle too this year? Yeah, there's like tables. There's going to be like 8 or 9 tables or whatnot, and we're all going to be broken up, and it's going to be small conversations in each of these tables, and whomever is speaking kind of leads it, and it should be pretty cool.
And I don't need a men's day to compensate. I'm okay with that.
So you're saying you're confident enough, you don't need some party to make you feel good about yourself. Is that what you're saying?
No.
But Brody,
I was counteracting Brody's counterpoint to Brody's point that there should be International Men's Day.
I mean, you could have one if you want.
I didn't say International Men's Day. International Men's Radio Day.
Oh, gotcha.
But like a radio fest for the men.
Okay.
What would it entail?
You know, talking sports.
Okay.
And talking about the women that aren't there, and then going, why aren't the women here? And then all leaving. That's basically it.
Now, pretty short.
Checks out.
No, but that's an afternoon. Short. Why you still didn't explain why you can't come with
what
me?
It
starts at 7:00 p.m.
Okay. Well, let's see. It's until
good thing you threw that p.m. in.
So I should be around by then.
You know what
Where
sucks?
Where is it in Hoboken?
Like she generally
she's
trying to not
get out of it,
come,
yeah.
But she's
oh, I
too
got
nice.
A thing.
Like Sam.
If it was not a charity thing, my answer would 100% be no. But it's a charity thing.
Yeah, I'm not getting paid.
I mean, how
cause.
Would Sam even get there?
Yeah, Scary, can you drive me home?
I love how Scary had to state again he's not getting paid. She was just saying it was a charity thing, and then you're like, I'm not getting paid.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's okay. I don't need to get
Scary
paid.
Scary does do a lot of
again.
Charity stuff. And, well.
Right. Right.
I do.
Okay, Scary, you're a good person.
We get it.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
The tone here is so special. There's a very special tone in the air today. I don't quite
Scary's
know where
right.
It
we should have canceled
from.
This whole thing.
It's
we should have canceled
in the
this.
Studio. This studio sucks the wind out of me. Sometimes we're forced to do the Brooklyn Boys podcast in this very studio.
And is it a bad podcast?
Yeah, I'll tell you why it sucks.
There it comes.
Okay.
Because of what Garrett said.
Let me ask, why does it suck?
Because things of what Garrett said at the top of this podcast, I'm only listening to myself in one ear, and three of the microphones are broken.
Yeah.
The chairs are all broken. I'm sitting lower than I normally am. I feel like I'm low to the floor. I'm sitting on the floor practically. And then a lot of times when we upload the podcast, the equipment in this studio is so bad that it doesn't upload properly, Derek. And then we have issues there. So, and then hold on a second. No, the Brooklyn. No, when we do the Brooklyn Boys in here,
did you stop yourself?
Yeah.
He did. No one said anything. He's like, wait, hold on.
Did you bum out yourself?
It just sucks that this studio is inadequate. And look at the lighting. The lighting is terrible.
Well, we can't touch the lights because if we touch the lights, then the union comes with the rats. And
but the problem is, it's like
Playground by Madonna.
It's like a 60s motel where the light buzzes.
That's Greg T's name underneath it.
I had no idea you were so passionate about the problems.
But here's the thing. I
freaking
hate this studio.
Okay, but here's your other thing.
Wow. This is like a movie. Like
we have to do the Brooklyn Boys podcast here on Fridays when he doesn't want to do the podcast on Thursdays. So by calling out today and not doing the Brooklyn Boys podcast,
gotcha. He
is forcing us to do the podcast in here tomorrow.
That's not... But in weeks past, Brody was the one who canceled on me on a Thursday.
Can't you?
But I don't mind the studio.
But what about, like, it's what you make of it? Like, vent it to feel.
Let's change the topic.
Okay, Elvis, you ought to say it because this really is the worst podcast ever.
Elvis,
this is terrible.
Is this the worst studio ever?
This is our old studio. This is the worst studio ever.
Here's what you missed. Garrett was trying to make an analogy that being in this studio, not the regular studio, is like, you know, a children's fairy tale, like, and then he couldn't think of one that made sense. So everyone starts coming up with, like, is it like Three Little Pigs? Is it like
Dumpty?
Is it like Little Red Riding Hood? And then Sam goes, Hunt for Red October. Well, like, that's a movie. What are you talking about?
That's a children's movie. What point were you trying to make, though?
No, that there's different things in this studio, unlike the studio we normally record in. Like, the microphones weren't working.
His chairs
can only hear one headphone. The chairs are broken. So it's not like the quality that we're used to.
And the lighting is tragic.
And then
you know what this old studio of ours reminds me of? Do you ever see the pictures from Las Vegas where they take the old neon signs, and it's like a neon sign graveyard?
Yes. Oh,
well, that's where we are. This is like the neon sign graveyard of our show. This is like, see, Gandhi, you never worked in this studio.
I didn't. I can't believe you guys did work in this studio.
Yeah, no, this is
it used to be a little bit better.
No, so I said it's like when you have a really nice car, you get into an accident, and they give you a loan or rental car that's a piece of crap.
Right.
And you're like, oh, it's a car, but it sucks compared to what I'm used to. So then Sam goes, first world problems, I don't have a car. Like, is that really, like, she's like, I'm
but
not rich like you.
But then he was offended for 5 minutes that I said that.
Oh, this is what this is about.
Out of proportion.
Oh. And then Scary goes, the chemistry with the four of us sucks.
Which it does. I said, we need to redo this.
Why did you send me in this room with these grumpy men?
Yeah, I tell you why. Because without you, what would they be talking about? I think Sam probably added a layer of something to this podcast.
Yeah, Hunt for Red October.
It's a great movie, by the way.
That was a stupid answer, by the way.
Shit out of these guys' mouths, though. So I don't understand why they're
calling the cowboy.
Throw me into this. Not you. I pointed to Brody and Scary.
If that would have been a Family Feud answer, I would have been so mad at you.
Yeah.
Like, Sam, you're the Family Feud!
No, you're the most competitive person. You would have been mad, too.
It's true. We're not competing right now. Don't compete with me about competing.
No, but you're wrong.
So Scary says, hey, I have an event tonight for a charity. I'd like you to come with me. And she's like, well, I have a woman's thing today, a woman's radio day thing.
Yeah.
And so Scary goes, well, what time is it? I have the thing tonight at 7. You could probably make both. And Garrett's like, she clearly don't want to go, Scary. That's why she's like,
yeah, she's being polite. Garrett, very, very intuitive.
She's
being nice.
Can I just donate to the cause? Can I just donate because it's a charity
thing?
The
whole podcast has been Scary going, by the way, I have a charity event tonight.
I'm not getting paid for it.
Yeah. Not getting paid.
I didn't even get the invite, Sam. You should feel good. I went to that with him last year. And
I've been to before, too. Do you want my invite? I hear it's transferable.
No, I have a women's
and
thing.
Poor Brody's been sitting here, hasn't gotten an invite to either.
No.
Oh, no, Brody. And he does a podcast with him. He's half of the Brooklyn Boys.
This is the worst podcast ever.
Oh my God.
In the worst studio ever.
In the worst studio. No, we've been in worse.
Yes, we have.
With the worst analogies ever.
Do you remember the time we did our morning show from Cleveland, from our Cleveland station, Kiss 96.5? And they put us in this old studio they never used. It had 7 microphones. We're like, wow, we can all fit around. And we were still drunk from the night before.
Oh my God.
Only one microphone out of 7 worked. Yes. So we all had to gather around one microphone.
It was like the 1920s in radio.
No, not with the coronavirus.
The studio in New Mexico, very nice people, but I had to lean on a ledge, and there was like someone had to sit by a filing cabinet.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Luckily, we're out of that studio now, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a great little studio, though. A little hole in the
wall.
Yeah,
for the one person who had a seat, Elvis.
Yeah,
it was
great. I had a seat. Now we have a much better Santa Fe.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, so what else are you getting from this podcast, Sam? Thank God you're here for these
guys. Just a little bit of diarrhea. Why do these guys have so much hate in their heart right now?
Because we're so rich and own cars.
Oh, that must be nice. Brady, will you buy me a car? You already have three daughters. What's a fourth?
Why are you being that way? You don't need a car.
I could use one.
To do what? You don't need a car. You don't live in a world that needs a car.
That's true. I mean, it's helpful, but I don't need it. You're not
Apparently
wrong.
Apparently, she needs a submarine.
What about you, Daniel?
I don't know.
Well, I'm leaving. This is boring.
Okay.
Run.
Thanks for stopping by.
Could you tell someone to change the light bulbs while you're out there?
Did you name a childhood fairy tale?
This is the graveyard of studios past.
How much time is left on this crap?
30 seconds.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
If you listen to episode 117 of the Brooklyn Boys podcast, the first minute is him bitching, Scary bitching about the studio. And how he just hates the wall color on the paint. And
it's lime green. This is the ugliest paint color
I will never
ever.
Be in this room with Scary again. I just a lot of women said that to him.
It's got bad juju in this place.
Hey!
Why is there bad juju in here? This was a good studio.
I thought you said juju.
This was a good studio.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.